This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
My guest is an author, entrepreneur, and lifestyle expert here to take the Colbert Questionnaire. Please welcome back to the Late Show, Martha Stewart, everybody. Martha, thank you for coming back.
Thank you for coming back. Almost didn't.
You almost didn't come back? Because our last date was too good?
Too good.
Now, madam, you know why you're here. I really enjoy having you on the show, but like so many guests I really enjoy, we don't have enough time to actually really get to know each other as true friends would. And so what we have done, the scientists in the Late Show Labs have come up with 15 questions scientifically designed in order to plumb the depths of a guest's soul so that at the end of it, you are fully known.
Oh.
Martha Stewart, are you ready to take the Colbert questionnaire?
Should I be?
What?
I don't know.
If not, there's the door.
That's a challenge.
What? It is.
Well, I'm up for the challenge.
Excellent. Thank you, Martha. This is a big one. Let's start off with a biggie. Martha Stewart, what is the best sandwich?
Liverwurst on white bread with mustard and mayonnaise and lettuce.
I did not see that coming.
What would you have thought?
What was that? I would have said smashed Braunschweiger with ketchup on wheat toast.
Oh, really?
I mean, as long as we're going liver. What's the one thing you own that you should really throw out?
Oh, I'm a hoarder.
You're a hoarder?
But a neat hoarder.
You're a neat hoarder, sure. So that certainly leads to the question, what of the things that you're hoarding you should really throw out?
Maybe old magazines. Not mine, but others.
Like how old?
Oh, I have many magazines.
Many old magazines? Are you like the Collier brothers, where you just have things stacked up around the house?
Oh, I have the early Saturday Evening Post.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have a lot of interesting magazines.
So your house is a fire hazard, is what you're saying. What's the scariest animal?
I'm not afraid of animals. Let's see, what would be
shark.
Scary?
Shark?
No.
Spiders?
Sharks are lovely, no.
Snakes?
I'm really not afraid of animals.
Really?
No.
Tsetse fly?
Maybe.
Maybe, okay. What about those worms that crawl into your eye?
I'm not getting that close to that worm. So I'm not
Sometimes
afraid.
It's not up to you. Apples or oranges?
Do I like
apples or oranges?
Oranges.
Okay. That is the wrong answer. Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Oh, yes.
Who did you ask for that?
Oh, Snoop.
Snoop.
Many times.
Many times?
Everybody wants his autograph.
Wow, and you've asked for it many times.
Yep, I asked him many times.
Did you keep losing it? Why
no,
do you
I
want
keep
more
giving
than
it
one?
To people who ask
oh,
for it.
Oh, you give it to other people. Oh, I see. Have you ever asked for yourself for anyone?
Russell Crowe.
Really? Did he give it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you run into Russell Crowe?
He was on my show. If I really liked the guys, I asked for their autograph.
I want to point out that I was on your show and you did not ask for my autograph.
Uh-oh, clock.
What do you think happens when we die?
We go to heaven.
Go to heaven? If we're good or everybody goes to heaven?
No, only nice people.
Favorite action movie?
Favorite action movie? Oh, Dr. Strangelove.
That broadly fits into the category of action movie. Because Slim Pickens rides the bomb down at the end, I suppose. Window or aisle seat? And I understand it's a private plane, but window...
Always the window, because I like to see where I'm going.
Okay, good. Favorite smell?
Favorite smell is gardenia. Or tuberose.
Love gardenia. My mother loved a gardenia corsage.
Oh, see. Yeah. I'm not your
mother. Or what's the other one?
Or if tuberose, which smells sort of like a gardenia.
Tuberose?
Yeah, tuberose.
I don't know. I'm not familiar.
Well, you should familiarize yourself.
Do you have perhaps a book I could buy that would familiarize me with the tuberose?
No, I have a tuberose. I'll send you some tuberoses.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay, I'm going to send
This time of year, I'm not going to get a tuberose, am I?
Yeah, I might be able to find some.
Okay. Least favorite smell?
Least favorite smell? Rancid garbage.
Yeah.
Streets of New York.
What? Now, what is the difference in the smell between rancid garbage and that liverwurst sandwich you were describing?
Depends on the liverwurst.
Depends on the liverwurst. Okay. What's the most used app on your phone?
Most used app on my phone? That's, you know, it's silly. It's like the New York Times.
It's not silly. It's a newspaper of record.
Yes, that's it.
It's all the news that's fit to app. Cats or dogs?
Oh, that's really hard because I have both.
Okay, well, yeah.
But I think I tend towards the cats. Okay.
You get only one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
Oh, it would be maybe Telemann or Bach or something.
There's a lot of Bach. You gotta narrow it down.
Something Baroque.
Okay.
Something Baroque.
Okay. Goldberg variations.
Maybe.
Okay. What number am I thinking of?
3,244.
No. Martha Stewart, describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
Beautiful, exciting, curious, long, futuristic.
Martha, you are fully known. Thank you so much.
Up next, Stephen Grills with Martha Stewart.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest tonight founded a billion-dollar media empire, has written 94 books, and today she's here to grill with us. Please welcome Martha Stewart.
How do you do?
Hello. Good to see you. Good to see you. Now then, Martha, what are we doing today? You got a new book.
Yeah.
And it's called, let's see. Oh, it's very simple. Martha Stewart, there you go.
Grilling. Now, I've never written a grilling book before.
Why not?
Well, because I don't really like to grill, or at least I thought I didn't like to grill.
Why don't you like grilling?
I don't like smoke, and I don't like those guys that stand out there pressing the food. You know how they, are you one of those? You know?
I don't know.
They
finish
take
your,
this, they press
finish
it.
Finish your insulting description and I'll tell you. Well,
they're out there squeezing all the juices out of the hamburgers.
But it's a ritual. It's a ritual.
But you don't have to do that to it. You know,
not everybody does that.
But and then they burn everything, and that's what really bothered me about grilling.
So what do you mean about they? What do you mean about they?
Those guys
lumping us all together. Those guys, Martha.
So I decided to write a book about grilling the right way, and this is, you know, I like the right way to do things. So this is.
Let me guess. The right way to do things is your way to do things. I'm just going to guess.
Could be.
Guess. All right. We got three courses here. We got a sparkling rosé sangria.
Oh, yes.
Fish tacos with shredded cabbage. And then we're going to do something called a grilled stone fruit fool.
Yes, stoned fruit.
Stone fruit fool. Okay.
So the sangria, you have to start with a drink. Because if you're going to go out grilling, standing in front of that hot fire, those are frozen rosé wine with some berries in them. Isn't that pretty?
Rosé balls.
Yeah, and do you know how to make those?
There you go.
Do you have those little...
That's what happens if you go grilling in the winter. You get the frosé balls. Hold on, let's see.
Do you have those? And there's there's a nice rosé in here already.
There you go.
And look at all the nice fruits.
Oh, do you put that in first?
No, you pour the sparkling wine in here.
Oh, put that...
Yeah. And you have limes and blood oranges, and you could do berries, you could do raspberries and strawberries. Yeah. But I like the blood oranges, and I like the combination of the sparkling white wine with the rosé.
That's lovely. That's lovely. Hey, quick side note while we're pouring this.
You want to pour it?
I'll pour it. Okay. You went to jail for obstruction of justice. Is this true? You went to jail for, among other things, obstruction of justice.
I thought we were grilling.
We are. I just wanted to know how your weekend was when you found out that somebody else wasn't going to go to jail for obstruction of justice.
As I said, I like this kind of grilling a lot better than that kind of one. Cheers.
There you go. That's good.
So good.
Okay.
I gave up alcohol for Lent.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Arno, are you Catholic?
Yes, I'm lapsed, but...
You're lapsed?
Lapsed Catholic.
Lapsed Catholic. All right, good. Then drink up.
But I would love to drink, but... So let's get to the fish.
Let's do it. Okay. How do we do this?
I like to cook whole fishes because I like all the flavor with the... And I like...
And you see the head and you know you've killed something.
Yes. And the nice tail. And
sure.
Do take off the scales and do take off all the dorsal fins.
Okay.
Et cetera.
Good. Sure.
And so you can just score so that it cooks faster. Do you know that? It helps cook it faster.
I did not know this. You're the expert.
So just score nicely on one side.
Okay.
And then the rub. Here's the rub. It's all about the rub.
What's in the rub?
Cumin, oregano, chili powder, and salt.
Mm-hmm.
And mix it with a little bit of beautiful virgin olive oil.
Oh, damn, girl. That is really good. That was good. I got a question for you. Oh, throw it. What else do you need to put in there?
And cilantro.
What? How early is too early to start grilling in the year?
No, really. I just went to a party on Saturday night and we grilled.
On this?
Huh? Yeah. Rub that all over the fish.
That was actually a trick question. It is never too early to grill.
Oh, okay.
Because even in the dead of winter, you're with the heat source.
That's right. So
you can just lean over the burgers.
So get that all soaky. Save that for the other side.
Okay, good.
But you can do the head too. You know,
but we're not eating the head, are we?
Yeah, but the cheeks are good.
What?
Yeah.
Those little cheeks. It seems like a lot of work.
Well, yeah.
To eat a cheek. Yeah, there you go. Do I have to flip it over?
No. That'll go on the grill. But we already have one because this is TV.
Fantastic, because we do everything ahead of time.
And so,
You know what's been nice is that we've smelled this fish cooking for the entire show before you came out here.
I know.
You know the rules.
The minute I walked in, I knew we were here.
You know the rules about not cooking fish in the workplace,
right? Oh my gosh! But look how beautiful.
Oh, can I just grab some with my hands?
Yeah, take a little piece. You're gonna love this.
Oh my gosh!
It is perfectly.
Oh my gosh!
Isn't that good?
Oh.
Perfectly cooked.
And perfect for Lent,
Martha. So this it is. So we have tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we're going to make, we put a little bit of this wonderful crema on here, some pickled vegetables. You like pickled vegetables, right?
Don't dictate my actions.
And here, let's put some of this hot fish on it.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, put that on there.
Oh, that is great. Thanks.
And some cabbage.
Oh.
You know, this is just salted cabbage. That's for you, man.
Oh, thank you.
And
thank
so, wait, don't forget the cilantro. You like cilantro?
For TV, yes. All right, we need to move on here.
Okay.
We've had our drink, we've had our fish tacos.
And then you grill fruit.
Grill fruit.
Yeah, grilled
grilling
fruit.
Grilling hot fruit, really a thing?
I love grilling fruit.
Okay.
And you just, you can brush it with a little bit of milk. I like it with melted butter. Mm. But just grill them until they are all beautifully soft. How does it taste? It's good, right?
Like a fish taco.
Don't drip on you.
So good.
Cut up your fruit.
So delicious.
Cut up your fruit.
Okay.
And once it's grilled.
But what's a fool? It says,
a fool.
Grilled stone fruit fool. What's a fool?
A fool is a layered dessert. You layer it. It's sort of like leftover stuff mm-hmm. that you can all put into a... And you mm-hmm. fool your guests that you really spent a lot of time making something.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here. Good to see you.
Well, good.
It's book 94. You can stop at 100,
grilling
right?
Grilling is... It's
book
good
94,
grilling.
It's grilling. It's yes. Martha Stewart, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.